from Hazen, North Dakota. Her name is Tandra Klein. Tandra is with Dreamcatcher's Stable in Hazen. Now, you may remember that they rounded up a bunch of horses in the Theodore Roosevelt National Park, and they put them up for auction, wild horses, on September the 28th. And we're happy to say all of them were purchased and none went to slaughter. They all went to good homes. And joining us right now is Tandra. We're trying to find out a little bit about the background and how we train some of these wild horses. And Tandra, thank you for joining us here on KFGO.
Yes, thanks for having me.
Tell us a little bit about the Dreamcatcher's Stable in Hazen. What's the function there? What do you do there?
Well, at Dreamcatcher's Stable, we mostly run a training barn. So we take in horses to start to finish, horses that, you know, from all disciplines and whatnot. And so it's a pretty interesting job.
When you say all disciplines, are there some real stinkers out there that people bring in that want trained?
Yes, that's for sure. I mean, you know, we take in some very calm horses and whatnot. But as for disciplines, you know, we do English riding, Western riding, you know, and that state of discipline. But, you know, for, you know, horse training wise, you know, there's some horses that are easy, calm to work with. Some, you know, test your patience a little bit more than others. But, you know, it's great.
When you first heard about this roundup at Theodore Roosevelt, what were your first thoughts? I mean, are these horses going to be, you know, they're going to be auctioned off, but were you worried about who are they going to be auctioned off to?
Yeah, and that's the thing. I mean, it's kind of a specialty sale because, I mean, the last time they had this sale was 4 years ago. So it was kind of like, you know, are people really interested or whatnot? But I think, you know, social media, Facebook and whatnot, really helped promote and, you know, get these people to the sale from all over the U.S., which is pretty neat because, I mean, they're not the easiest horses to work with. They're born wild. Their instincts are, you know, if something is coming at us, we got to run. So, you know, they're not used to the human contact like our, you know, domesticated horses are.
Is that a rarity, by the way, the rare horse? Are there a lot of them in Western North Dakota?
There are not a lot. So it's, you know, it takes a special kind of person, someone with a lot of patience, you know, to take on that kind of horse. And patience and love, that's really all that, you know, is required for that.
Uh-huh. So the last roundup was four years ago, you mentioned.
Yep.
How do they go about it? Is it like the old Western days and just drive them into a pen and there you go? Or?
Yep, they round them up, as far as I know, with helicopters, bring them in, and then they decide which horses are going to stay and which horses are going to leave. And the horses that do leave to go, you know, to be auctioned off, let's say they don't really bring a price or not sell, they can't be returned to the park. Because, I mean, if you take a horse, you know, that has been wild and bring them in, even to an auction house that they're getting introduced to all these, you know, not so much diseases, but different bacteria and things that they're not used to.
Mm-hmm. Tandra Klein, our guest here tonight on KFGO, Dreamcatcher Stable in Hazen. We're going to talk about some of these wild horses that she actually has in her training facility right now and working on those horses. By the way, do you ever ride out there and look at these horses out in their natural habitat? What kind of sight is that?
It's actually quite remarkable. I mean, horses that are born and raised out there on the terrain, they're some of the most sure-footed horses, and I think that's why people want them, too. I mean, they have to survive, so, I mean, they have to know where their legs are all, you know, 100% of the time.
So you mean like potholes, that time of thing, or the more climbing? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, all of the above. I mean, they have to know, you know, is there a hole that I'm going to step in and break my leg? You know, a horse with a broken leg isn't going to survive very long. Or, you know, they got to climb up and down these bluffs. And, I mean, they're strong, strong horses. They're born to be wild.
I have this picture in my mind when you say wild horses of horses that will, you know, rear up and start kicking at you with your front hooves. Is that an urban legend or is that true?
Well, the thing is, with horses that are born wild, that their first instinct, if something is coming towards them, or something moves, is that they're going to run away. Their first thing that they're going to do is they're going to flee. But if they're back into a corner and there's no way out and they can't jump over you, can't jump around you, yeah, and they feel threatened, they probably will. That's why, you know, the person that adopted or bought one, you know, really has to know what they're doing because, I mean, they're still animals. They can still hurt us.
Now, did you purchase yourself or did you buy for someone? I forget how that went.
I bought three horses for clients, and my clients are located out in eastern Montana. So they just said, we trust you, you know, go pick out some great horses for us. And really, they just wanted to, you know, own a piece of history. I think that's what a lot of people did when they went to the sale, that it's just kind of a, not so much a once-in-a-lifetime thing, but it's something that's pretty cool to own, you know, to say that I bought a wild horse and look what I did with it now, and you know, look where I've come.
So they're obviously, you know, that then, so you know there's nothing as, you know, dastardly plans as you will. Everybody, you know, we've all heard the story about, you know, meatpacking plants and glue and all that kind of stuff. But you're always confident when you do something like this that these people are legit then, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. One of them has been my client for over a year, sending me horses to train in the past and whatnot, and take the utmost care of their horses. So there's never any worry in the back of my mind. Mm-hmm. I mean, they'll give them the best care possible.
Now, how many horses were in the auction again?
103 were sold.
103 were sold. But the prices were very variable. Why? I mean, it went from just a 100 or 150 to almost 3,000, right?
Yep, that's correct. And, you know, like I said before, it's a specialty sale. So, I mean, some people were coming in and, you know, had a certain horse picked out. They had some pictures of the horses that they were assuming were going to be in the roundup. They had it on Facebook. And so, I mean, they were kind of coming prepared. And before the sale, the day before and the day of, you could view them. So people kind of picked out their horses. You know, there was buyers that wanted weanlings only because they were the easiest to train. And weanlings, you know, are horses that are born this year. But then there was also something that kind of shocked me, 3-year-old mares that were being sold. But the people were getting the 2-for-1 package because the mares were bred this spring. So they were getting a foal also with this other horse.
Is that the higher priced ones then, the $2,800 we were talking about?
No, the $28,000 one, that was actually a weanling, and it was probably the best put together horse there. I mean, confirmation wise, it looked like a great horse. I didn't know who bought it personally, but I mean, it was a nice looking horse, that's for sure.
Well, Tandra Klein is our guest. When we come back, I want to talk to you about, you've got some in your stable right now. You are doing some training. I want to know how this project is going and what you have to do. And I also want to talk about that interesting group that purchased several of the horses from out on the East Coast. Can we do that when we come back?
Sounds good.
Tandra Klein is our special guest tonight here on KFGO. We had that horse auction September the 28th of the wild horses that they gathered up in the Theodore Roosevelt National Park, and Tandra Klein with Dreamcatcher Stable out of Hazen was there at the auction, and also is perhaps a number of those animals in her stable right now doing some training. First of all, tell us about the auction. How many people showed up?
A lot. I would say probably close to 200 in the auction house, but then they also had a live feed to the town hall, I believe. So there was other people bidding there and also via phone. So it was pretty neat. I mean, it was a pretty fast-paced auction, but, you know, at the same time, they moved the horses through nice and quiet. And it was absolutely great.
I understand that there was a group out of the, I think you said Virginia, that was part of the purchase as well?
Yes. They raised enough money to buy and transport up to 30 Mustangs that would go and live in a reserve type of area until, you know, if someone wanted to adopt them, they could adopt them. But if not, they could just live out their lives in 1,000 acres plus, which is pretty neat because, I mean, then those horses didn't go to slaughter. So it was a great organization.
So this is a kind of a deal where they would say, you know, we don't want to take any chances. We want these horses to live, and we've got the funds to do it.
Yep, that's correct.
Very good. Now, at your stable right now, how many of the horses from that auction do you have?
We have 2 at my place right now.
Okay. What's their demeanor like?
They're 2 weanlings, very pretty blue roans. They're very quiet. The thing that drawn me to most of them is that they're very friendly. That kind of shows that they're easy to work with. One's slightly more standoffish than the other one, but, you know, when they get scared, they kind of freeze up. You know, they're babies, so it was neat. The first night we brought them back, we could already scratch on their rumps and pet their faces. So, I mean, it just goes to show with, you know, a little bit of time, they'll turn into some really nice horses.
We all know what a pat on the rump can do to us, you know. Okay. So, obviously, it's two different types of deals then as far as training your younger ones and your older ones as well. But if you had some of the 2 or 3 year olds, how long a process would that take? I've heard it could take several months before you finally have got a horse that's worth sending out to, in the proper condition.
Right. And, you know, if someone approached me about that tomorrow, I would say, you know, we have to do a lot of stuff on the ground. We have to get a bond with the horse. The horse has to be able to trust us. And once you have that trust with the horse, you know, then you can really go places. But, you know, some of the groundwork, it kind of varies by horse. But with a horse like that, that really hasn't received a whole lot of human touch, you know, it'd be, you know, sometimes at least a month or two before we even get on them and ride them. Mm-hmm. You know, that bond has to be established before we ask them to do big things.
Maybe you don't want to do this. You don't have to say it if you don't want to. But compare the price. What if you had one of these wild horses? What are we looking at as far as you've bought the horse for $2,800. What are we looking at it cost as far as getting it trained properly or you know broken in properly, if you will?
It kind of depends on what the owner wants. You know, what kind of training does the owner want? How expensive? You know, if the owner only wants 30 days of riding, kind of depends how much groundwork I have to do before I can get on this horse. So it might be, at least 3 months. And so that's at least a couple grand in training. And it's pretty extensive training because, it's not like we would spend 1 hour with them like we usually do with our own training horses. We'd probably spend 2 to 3 hours a day with them. You know, it's kind of fast-paced training, but at the same time, we've got to get that bond established.
When you have wild horses with your more domesticated horses, do they get along well in the same pen, or do you keep them separate?
You know, they get along just fine. Horses are animals; they adapt pretty fast. So the other horses, kind of tame the wild ones down a little quicker. They say, humans aren't that bad; we can hang out with them. They even got grain.
Don't mean to laugh so loud, but that is a good line. That's very good. So you've got the two. Now, are these two from Eastern Montana?
Yep, they're owned by some of my clients in Eastern Montana.
Okay. So this is a how far are you along in the process? How long do you think before they'll be ready to go to their new home?
They just wanted us to have them for a couple weeks just to tame them down, make sure, they can put a halter and whatnot on them. You know, they won't be starting to be ridden for, another 2 more years until they're after 2 years old. Mm-hmm. So they're just babies right now, and they just want to be able to catch them, love on them, pet them, and then, turn them out with their older geldings, older horses that'll kind of teach them and show them the ropes, and, humans aren't that bad.
When the older horses too, by the way, are there some that will never be broken, do you think?
It's kind of a tough question because in the right hands, I believe, but I've heard of trainers just about getting killed by some of the older, much 10 plus year old studs that have it set in their ways, and they're going to defend themselves no matter what. I've heard of those stories of them getting pretty much trampled and stomped on from these horses, but it kind of all depends. Being slow and steady and going back to that bond, that makes a huge difference.
You see, I'm kind of going back to the old urban legends and why I asked that question, because you've seen so many television movies or westerns, where they've grabbed a wild horse and they just can't seem to tame the thing down, but that's more that's more not likely to happen than it would happen then, right?
True, yeah. And back then, time was money then too. So, if they wanted to get a horse broke and sold or hurry up and ride it so they can go chase some cows, we got to hurry up and climb on this horse, even if it tries to kill us. And, in this day and age, we don't have a lot of wild Mustangs that we try to break. So it's kind of someone with a little bit more time that wants to buy a horse like this and put all that energy into breaking it.
What a great part of the country we live in, however, though, when you have Mustangs running the prairies, you've got buffalo out running the prairies as well. I mean, this is just a great part of the country as far as wildlife is concerned, isn't it?
Oh, exactly. I wouldn't want to live anywhere else, that's for sure.
Well, Dreamcatcher Stable, I understand that you are you are enclosed, so I mean you can train these animals year round. You mentioned, right?
Yep, we have an indoor riding arena with sand footing. We have indoor stalls and whatnot, so I ride pretty much all year round, unless it's below 10 degrees, and it's kind of too hard on the horse and myself. But yeah, we ride all year round. It's a great life.
Now, how do they find out more about Dreamcatcher? Do you have a website?
Yes, our website is www.dreamcatcherstable.org, O-R-G, and we're also on Facebook as well.
All right, very good. What did I miss in this conversation, Tara? Tandra, rather, I'm sorry.
I don't think so. I think we covered it all.
Well, so this is just an amazing story. Thank goodness it's only every 4 years, though, because, it's just, like I say, the wildlife out there is just something spectacular to look at. And these are amazing animals, and my hat's off to everybody who purchased one, because, like you say, they're not going to slaughter, they're going to homes,
correct, yeah.
They're going to be living. There's nothing that's going to happen to them unless it's done by another horse, I guess. I'm not sure. Maybe that's the bad thing to say, but anyway, Tandra, I want to thank you so much for joining us tonight here on KFGO. I do have a friend who's going to give you a buzz tomorrow, probably. She's when I told her I was talking to you today, she's already interested in talking to you about visiting you with her horse here in the very near future. So,
great. I look forward to hearing from her.
Tandra Klein, Dreamcatcher Stable out of Hazen, talking about those wild horses being sold out there at the Theodore Roosevelt National Park. Appreciate it. Have a great night.
Thank you. You too.